Excellent. Now that I've done that, I just want to move on to the future. So what we want to do in the future?
In a small meeting room in Cape Town's main library, Alice Wamundia is discussing the year ahead. Around the table is a group of students from diverse parts of Africa, yet they share a common identity. They are all refugees with a single goal, to make it easier for refugees in South Africa to get a university education.
From the discussions we had last year in different meetings, I've created a draft action plan for us for this year.
The group is called UTRS, which stands for Unity for Tertiary Refugee Students. Alice is a founding member and chairperson. The story of how a young Rwandan became a champion of refugee student rights in South Africa begins in Rwanda's Kibungo province, where Alice was born. In a bustling cafe not far from the library, Alice recalls a happy childhood with an emphasis on education.
I remember my father, the huge library, that he'd call me to come and show me, you know, these are the books you're going to read when you're in high school, these are the books you're going to use in university.
But then everything changed.
In 1994, unfortunately, the genocide started. I separated from my parents because I had gone off to my godfather's house. During the school holidays, the family used to separate. It took my father about 3 months to find us and bring us back to the house. And then by that time, they had deteriorated, so we left.
What Alice didn't know at the time was that this was the start of a long and difficult journey.
I remember when we crossed the border to Congo, they stripped, searched everybody from your head to your toes, babies, nappies, everything.
Alice's family finally settled in South Africa. Amid all the change, Alice says there was one thing that she knew she could hold on to.
Education would be one thing that would not be taken away from me, even if things changed in South Africa and we were forced to leave again.
Money was tight, and so in order to pay for her school books, Alice looked after vehicles in the car park of a local mall. After finishing high school, Alice began to make plans to attend a local university, but found that as a refugee was not so straightforward. She also found that her refugee friends were also struggling.
We tried to approach different institutions. They seemed to be in the dark. They were like, what do you mean? Aren't you a foreigner? Yes. Okay, you're an international student. Go pay double the fees and then come back. So we sat down and said, guys, there's something's wrong here.
Alice and her friends decided they would fight to make education more open and accessible. Their first challenge was getting accepted.
Once I was in the system, you could not tell me, no, we cannot help you because we cannot give you a chance to apply for a loan because you don't have a local ID, or we cannot give you that bursary even though the money is there because you are not a South African student.
In 2004, the group heard about a conference being held by the Interagency Network for Education in Emergencies. They decided to gatecrash the event.
We marched in there and said, it's nice that you guys are talking about this theoretically, but we are living examples. What can you help us with?
It paid off. Alice and her friends were advised to get organized and speak as one voice. That voice became UTRS. More doors began to open as the group continued to lobby and intervene on behalf of refugees. But, Alice says, students began to approach her with other more pressing problems.
Others would say, it's great, I'm in school now, but I don't have food. Others would say, I'm too in school, but I don't have a place to stay. I'm staying on the bridge, or I'm staying in the university's bathroom. I hide out at night there because I don't have a place to go.
In 2010, their group became a non-profit organization. The change in status meant that they could fundraise. As chairperson, Alice has to wear many hats. As well as being a student, Alice is also a lobbyist, a writer, a mediator, and in many cases, a counselor to refugee students, such as 24-year-old Fritz Ako Agbo.
This is where I stay. It is called the residence, which is Liberty.
Fritz is taking me on a tour of his campus at the University of Western Cape. It is a long way from his native Cameroon. Not long ago, Fritz was in a difficult situation. His mother had recently passed away, and he owed thousands of rands in university fees. He felt alone.
If I didn't speak to Alice, I wasn't going to know what to do at that time.
Alice intervened on his behalf, putting him in touch with an organization that could help him financially, but more importantly, providing him with the emotional support he needed. The fact that UTRS is run by refugees, for refugees, meant that Fritz could speak to people who understood.
I felt like, you know, when you talk to people who understand what you go through, they would give you an insight into how they went through that and became the persons they are.
Today, Fritz is in his final year with big plans for the future. In the past 2 years, over 1,000 students have come through UTRS's doors. Alice Wamundia is proud of the work that the group has done in a place where resources are scarce and refugees are sometimes seen as stretching already limited funds. Alice says they don't want any special treatment.
We are not advocating for special privileges for refugees. We are advocating for equal access.
Her goal for UTRS's future is simple.
The ideal vision would be for UTRS to be no longer needed, because then all the issues would be solved that we're fighting against currently.
Kim Chakanetsa for DW in Cape Town.